Welcome to this mini episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. We recently interviewed Anne-Maria Maffedon, but we talked about so many interesting things that we couldn't fit it all into one episode. So here is a quick chat about women in STEM. Enjoy.
Anne-Marie, so as being like a woman in tech and also just like STEM in general, do you feel like the boxes that we have to tick are endless? Because it feels like there's not really many people for us to gain help from. So, and that's something that I worry about when I have to apply for jobs in the future. So do you feel like that's been a setback for you, and how has your work at STEMETS helped other people?
So I don't know that the boxes to tick are endless. I think the fortunate thing that we have is that across the STEM industry, and this is not universally true in all the roles that you might go to, but on the whole, as a field, it is expanding. Like, there are so many things. Like, at one point, kind of the majority of economic growth was coming from STEM fields, STEM research and STEM innovation. And so I think it's one of those ones where it used to be, it might have felt like at points, you know, you can only do this, you can only do that. And so you have to jump so high because there are very few spots to sit in, but also very few doors in which to go through to enter into a particular field or a particular space. I feel like over the last 10 years, at least, having worked in this space, it's been really clear to me that, you know, through things like STEAM, through things like expansion of, I don't know, even something like 5G. At one point, we were talking with folks about the fact that if you just want folks who've gone through particular engineering courses, you don't have enough for us to meet the demand of all the different engineering and infrastructure things that we're working on. You know, I remember in our first year of STEMETS, there was also something that if you take everyone that's graduated from a physics degree, you won't be able to fill the teacher shortage, physics teacher shortage that we had across the country. And so I thought it's one of those things where actually there's so much space and so much room that then the ball ends up being in your court as a young woman coming up, as anyone really coming up, to say, find the space or the corner of the industry and the role in the company or the organization that's going to fit best for you at that point and go for it. And there'll be more than one, right? And so then the ball is in your court to say, okay, which is the one that's going to fit the best for where I'm going to thrive, where I'm going to be able to solve the problems I care about, where I'm going to be able to learn what I want to learn, and where I'm going to be valued and be able to grow as a person. And so I feel like it's, you know, it's a shame that folks end up feeling like that because of so many things that we get to see, right? And so many things you're aware of. And like we've already said, the experiences that you might have in the classroom and maybe at university. But actually, you know, the one difference I can say in the last 10 years of STEMETS is that when we started, there are so many folks, including, you know, other STEM organizations, that were like, there's no need for this, or why are you doing this, or this isn't a thing that you should be doing. You know, girls don't really want to do this, or why is that even a problem? Whereas 10 years on, that's not something that we're having to, well, in part, mostly, that's not something that we're having to defend. That's not something that we're having to argue with folks. Not that I would have ever wasted my time arguing, but that's not something that we're having to spend as much time proving. And in fact, it's almost flipped that you end up having a lot more lip service of folks saying that they're doing things for women. And then you scratch a little bit below the surface and you realize they're not doing to the full extent that they're kind of pretending. And so I think, you know, I would say for anyone that's stepping into it, don't feel disheartened. Just make sure that, and this is why I run STEMETS, make sure that you have a crew, make sure that you have a mentor, make sure that you have peers, make sure that you have knowledge, make sure that you are, you know, your options. So then if something is not serving you, something is not allowing you to thrive, you're not growing anymore, you know that it's, you are not the problem, you know STEM is not the problem, but you know at least that the space that you're in is what is posing the problem.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. If you liked this episode, you can subscribe for free on your podcast app. You can also find more from us on Instagram at STEM Untapped, and our website, untappedinnovation.com/STEM-untapped. See you next time.